詩班唱呢首歌真係好美麗。
It's a beautiful song that the choir has just sang for us.
將呢個讚美榮耀都歸俾我哋嘅神。
That the praises and glory be to God.
我哋今日而家繼續讀我哋今日嘅經文。
Let us come and read the scripture for today.
係腓立比書嘅第三章第七到第十一節。
It's in the book of Philippians, chapter 3, verses 7 to 11.
先用廣東話一齊嚟讀，然後用英文一齊嚟讀。
Let us read this together, first in Cantonese and then in English.
第七節，一齊嚟讀。只是我先前以為與我有益的，我現在因基督都當作有存。 Verse 8. 不但如此，我也將萬事當作有存的，因我已認識我主耶穌為至寶，他為我已經丟棄萬事，當作糞土，為要得著基督。 Verse 9. 並且得以在他裡面，不是有自己因律法而得的義，乃是有信基督的義，就是因神而來的義。 10. 使我認識基督，曉得他復活的大能，並且曉得和他一同受苦，效法他的死，或者我也得以同死裡復活。 OK.
Philippians chapter 3. Let us read together. But whatever gain I have, I counted as loss for the sake of Christ. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. For his sake, I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness from God that depends on faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection, and may share his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, that by any means possible I may attain the resurrection from the dead. May God bless the readers and hearers of his words. There will not be any children worship today. But we are to worship together.
奇牧師今日佢傳講嘅神嘅信息嘅題目係你生命嘅主要抱負。
The title of the message by Pastor Wilson Chang this morning is Your Main Ambition in Life.
'm a left-footed person.
I'm right-handed.
You know, the Apostle Paul, he clearly states in this letter to the Philippian Christians, this warm letter, that he states for us and those people his goal, his ambition for living.
使徒保罗在这封给腓立比人的教会的书信里面讲得很清楚他生命的目的和抱负是什么。
And it's simply this, it's to know more and more this very alive person, Jesus the Christ.
很清楚的就是要认识这位活着的耶稣基督。
Now he's not talking about a greater knowledge about Jesus.
他不是讲关于耶稣的更加多的知识。
He's not anxious to be still more aware of certain truths concerning the Christ.
亦都唔係話有啲關於耶穌基督嘅真理佢仲未認識而覺得不安。
But I think you can tell from his words, just this clip, if you will, from his letter, that he has a longing, a passion for an intimate, personal knowledge of the Lord Jesus himself.
这封书信讲出保罗对于耶稣基督有一个渴慕，关于更加多的在个人层面上认识耶稣基督。
And you can have that too, today.
今天你都可以得到。
Philippians 3, 10-11 is a great expression of the first and greatest goal of a human being's life.
腓立比书第三章就是十至十一节，是表达了一个人在生命里面他的抱负应该是什么。
It's to know God in a personal way, an intimate way, an experiential way.
而 是在个人的层面上，一个亲密的层面上认识神，也是在一个经历上去认识神。
And obviously that's not possible unless Jesus the God-man is alive today.
很明显，如果不是耶稣基督今天是活着的时候，这个是不可能发生。
Now there are several differences between Christianity. If you had a ledger here, an accounting ledger, and you place Christianity here and other world religions over there, there's quite a difference, right?
如果你做一个比较，基督教和世界上的宗教做一个比较的时候，有一个很大的分别。
And I don't have time to really list all the differences, but the most significant one, or one of the most significant ones, is the historical fact that Jesus rose from the dead.
一个最主要的分别就是说，一个历史的事实曾经发生过的，就是耶稣基督从死里复活。
And that's what you see on the first slide here. On the one hand, the resurrection of Jesus Christ 3 days after his death and his crucifixion is a fact to be believed.
所以一方面，耶稣基督死后三天之后复活，这个是一个事实，是给我们相信。
But as you can also see on the screen, on the other hand, it's an experience that you can connect with.
而另一方面，这个是也是一个经历，可以和你有联系的。
See, it's not just that we believe in historical facts.
所以不单只是要相信这个历史的事实。
Christians experience knowing him.
基督徒要经历去认识他。
We are to know him, in fact, more and more, better and better, as we live out our lives.
事实上，我们活出我们的生命的时候，要更加多的、更加深入的认识他。
And this is possible. How can that be possible? Unless he's alive.
所以，如果不是耶稣基督依然是活着的时候，这个是不可能。
So it's absolutely crucial that you embrace both fact and experience.
所以你两样嘢都要捉住佢，一个系事实，一个系经历。
You know, in the Bible, there are many Pauline letters. One of them is to the, actually two of them are to the Corinthians.
咁喺圣经里边有好多书信系保罗所写，其中两卷系写俾哥林多人嘅。
And in 1 Corinthians 15, scholars tell us there's evidence there of the historical facts that Jesus rose from the grave.
咁喺哥林多前书第十五章里边讲到一个耶稣基督从死里复活呢一个嘅事实。
See, scholars tell us that 1 Corinthians was written some 20 years after Jesus rose from the dead.
咁有啲学者讲俾我哋听，哥林多前书系喺耶稣基督复活之后嘅二十几年写成嘅。
Now Paul says there that anybody who wants to examine the evidence can do so.
咁保罗讲俾我哋听，如果有啲人去想考究呢个事实，佢哋可以咁样做。
And why does he say that?
点解会咁样讲呢
？Because most likely, as it's recorded there, there were 500 people living in Palestine that were still alive that they could go ask, did Jesus rise from the dead? Because they were witnesses.
因为保罗喺嗰度讲话，喺当时有五百几人曾经见证过耶稣基督死里复活，佢哋依然系存在，嗰啲人可以去问下佢哋。
Paul's point was, this is public fact. Go ask those people who saw it.
所以保罗个重点就系话呢个系一个事实，好多人见证过，你可以问嗰啲见证嘅人。
Because as you and I know, 20 years is not a long time.
你同我哋知道二十几年唔系好长嘅时间。
Some of those people might have passed on, but most of the people were still around, and he said, go ask them.
咁当时可能有啲人已经死咗，咁但系好多人依然系活着，咁嗰啲人可以去问呢啲见证人。
So Jesus is not just some hero that we remember every year, year after year. You know, he's a hero.
所以耶稣唔系一啲嘅英雄，我哋去每年去纪念佢。
It's not just his spirit that lives on.
亦都唔系一啲嘅精神意志，佢继续活住。
Paul is not stating that it's just the teachings of Jesus that are carried on today.
保罗都唔系话一啲耶稣基督嘅讲学今日依然系流传落嚟。
What Paul emphatically points out again and again is that Jesus himself physically rose from the dead and is alive now, today, and forevermore.
保罗一次又一次的重申就是说耶稣基督的肉身活着从死里复活依然是活着并且是活到永远。
Now what I don't have much time with you today, but I'd like to briefly look at the experiential side of knowing this God.
今天我想和大家去看一看在经历上怎样去认识这个神。
And if you're familiar with this letter to the Philippian Christians, it's a warm letter.
如果你认识这个腓立比书的时候，你知道是一个很温暖的书信。
And Paul has spoken of his initial faith in Jesus Christ in the earlier chapters.
保罗在开始头几章的时候，讲到他自己的对于耶稣基督的信心。
And it's really an amazing letter because it's chock full of his joy despite the fact he's chained to a Praetorian guard, probably under house arrest.
纵使当时保罗写这个书信的时候是被软禁起来，被锁链捆绑住，但书信里面充满着他的喜乐。
He's not free to go anywhere. He's in prison. And he's saying, I am full of joy.
他当时是被囚禁住，但他说他充满着喜乐。
He now speaks of the goal, the purpose. If you would please, Noel, slide two. The purpose of Christian living. Paul states, I want to know intimately this Jesus.
他现在就讲到作为基督徒人生的目标，他说我想认识耶稣基督，更加亲密地认识他。
So what then is the nature of his experience?
那他那个经历是怎样的呢?
First, Paul says in the first part of verse 10, I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection.
第十节他说我想认识耶稣基督并且他复活的大能。
You see what he's stating here? He's a Christian. He's saying the highest ambition of my life is to know Christ and the power of his resurrection.
他是个基督徒，他说他生命里面最大的抱负就是认识耶稣基督和他复活的大能。
Now if you could slide verse 8 up there and get this. To bring his point home, he says, I count, do you see that? All other things as loss. Loss.
第八节他说,我将万事都是当作有损的。
So what's he talking about?
那他在说什么呢?
You know, he's saying, I was proud. Once I was proud. I knew the law of God. I obeyed the law of God.
他说,我曾经是一个很骄傲的人,我知道神的律法,我遵守神的律法。
But when I became a Christian, when I met this Jesus, those things I used to glory in, I left behind.
但当认识耶稣基督之后,我曾经以为是很威、很荣耀的事,我已经不再理他们了。
Now what did Paul glory in? What was Paul previously proud of?
那保罗以前曾经感到骄傲的是什么呢?
Well, he gives us a list, a long list of it in the early part of chapter 3.
那在第三章开头的时候,他讲了一系列的事情。
And Noah, if you could hit the next slide, here's a summary. Again, we didn't read it because it's the first part of the summary, but here's a summary in a picture of what he said.
那上面有一个图画就是总结了他第三章开头所讲的一系列的事。
You see, he includes his identity. Of heritage, I'm a Jew. I was a Hebrew of Hebrews, a Jew of Jews.
他说他是犹太人中的犹太人，他是一个以色列人，他很骄傲觉得。
He includes his impeccable religious observances.
他说他对于他要守的宗教的礼仪，他是无可指责的。
And on, his family status, his national pedigree.
他讲到他家族的血统，讲到他在国家上面的地位。
And do you see what Paul's saying? He's saying all those things has been surpassed.
他说这些东西都过去。
He says, now I have a higher ambition above all of that.
他说我现在有一个比这些东西更加大的一个抱负。
And that's the one thing I want in life now. That's my passion. My number one thing is to know Christ.
他说他现在生命里面只有一样东西，一个最高的一样东西就是要认识耶稣基督。
And to again, bring his point home. He says, I count everything as loss. If you could hit that next slide.
他說他將萬事都是當作有損的。
And again, the picture shows you that. He's counting everything. He's like packing it up, everything else, putting it aside.
他說你要將以前這些東西全部都放在一邊。
And saying, my goal now, my chief ambition in life, is to know Christ.
他說我現在的目標就是認識基督。
And the power of his resurrection.
和他復活的大能。
Look again, if you will, to verses 8 and 9. I hope you see this. Again, it's not what I say. It's in the text. It's in the Bible. Verses 8 and 9, please.
我們再看看第八、第九節。
It says there, thanks so much, Noel. Indeed, I count everything as loss because of what? The surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord. He goes on, for his sake I've suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, in order that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which comes through faith in Christ, the righteousness of from God that depends on faith.
他說不但如此我也將萬事當作有損的因我以認識我主基督耶穌為至寶 我為他已經丟棄萬事,看作糞土,唯有得著基督,並且得以在他裏面,不是有自己因律法而得的義,乃是有信基督的義,就是因信神而來的義。You
see, Paul's background, his external obedience to the Ten Commandments, to the Mosaic Law, was impeccable.
保羅他在外在去順服摩西的律法十戒,這些事他是無可指責的。
It's recorded for us in the Bible that he had great zeal for the Old Testament religion. He even persecuted Christians because he felt that the moral law was the way to be saved. And so his law keeping was a phenomenal achievement. And Paul's confidence in what he achieved was now put aside, left behind as a Christian. He realized that there was really of no profit what he had done in the past compared to the light of the good news of the gospel.
他說他以前所做的實在是無益,相對於比起這個福音來講。Slide
5, please. Christianity says this. Do you want to experience God? You have to believe the truth. You have to believe these things happened.
基督教是說什麼呢? 基督教說如果你想成為基督徒的時候,你要相信這個事實,你要相信這個真理。這些事實曾經發生過。
Right? What things? Jesus really lived. He really died. He really rose from the dead.
什麼呢?就是耶穌基督是活著,他曾經死過,曾經復活過。
And if you see that truth, and you believe into it, then it leads to experience.
他說如果相信這個真理,你亦都去接受他的時候,你就會引向有這個經歷。
The experience leads to more understanding of the truth.
而這個經歷就會引領你去更加深的認識這個真理。
And the truth, as you grasp it more and more, leads to more experience.
而當你更加多掌握到這個真理的時候,就會引領你有更加多的經歷。
I hope you get this very important point. To be a Christian is not simply to believe in a set of propositions.
所以,要成為基督徒,不單是要相信一些主張,一些教條。
It certainly includes that.
當然是要包括了。
But it's much more.
但是比那些東西更加多。
It's to say, just like Paul says here, I count everything, everything as loss. I count everything as rubbish in comparison with my number one ambition now, and that's to know Christ and the power of his resurrection.
所以保罗说,相对于比起认识耶稣基督和他复活的大能,以往所做的事全部都是有损失的。
So how did Paul wish to experience this? What did he do? How did he want to be to have this power of Jesus' resurrection?
咁保罗点样去经历咧？点样得到呢个耶稣基督复活嘅大能咧？
Well, he wanted to have a God-centered life, but how was that to happen?
佢想有一个以神为中心嘅生命，但系佢呢啲嘢点样可以发生咧？
Well, first he had to acknowledge and admit that this was impossible if it just depended on his natural power. It's impossible.
首先他要承认如果只是单单靠他自己的时候这个不可能发生。
He knew firsthand that the natural human being cannot understand these spiritual things.
他知道作为一个人他第一手的知道靠他自己是不能够明白这些属灵的事情。
And he speaks to that in that letter I referred to earlier in 1 Corinthians.In the second chapter, verse 14.
在哥林多前书第二章第十四节，他这样提到。
He says they are foolishness to him. Talk about spiritual things, and he cannot understand them because they are spiritually discerned.
他说然而属血气的人不领会神圣灵的事，反倒以为愚拙。
So Paul had learned by experience his own inability to live.As God wanted him to live, as God intended for him to live.
所以保罗知道，因为他经历过，靠他自己不能够去过一个神要他过的生活。
And there's no better place, if you could hit slide 6, than Romans 7, verses 19, 22, 24, where Paul's at the end of his life here, towards the end of his life. He's been a believer for many years, and he writes this. It's really incredible.
咁喺罗马书第七章嘅时候，保罗喺佢生命嘅终结嘅时候，佢写到呢段嘅说话。
Look what he says. For what I do is not the good I want to do. No, the evil I do not want to do, this I keep on doing. For in my inner being I delight in God's law, but I see another law at work in the members of my body.Waging war against the law of my mind and making me a prisoner of the law of sin at work within my members. What a wretched man I am! Who will rescue me from this body of death?
他说故此我所愿意的善我反不做，我所不愿意的恶我倒去做。因为按照我里面的意思，我是喜欢神的律，但我觉得肢体中另有个律和我心中的律交战，把我掳去。叫我服从那肢体中犯罪的律，话我真是苦啊！谁能救我脱离这取死的身体呢
？You see, Paul's wrestling with the struggle in himself.
保罗在心里边有呢个挣扎
，and he longed for this deliverance from it, this defeat of it through Christ's resurrection power.
佢渴望藉住耶稣基督复活嘅大能，佢得到呢个解脱。
You see.Go back with me to Paul's day. It's not much different than today.
他翻返去保罗嗰个时代，同我哋而家时代其实冇乜分别。
Paul was sensitive to power, as many of his contemporaries were.
保罗对于呢个权力系好有敏感，对同时佢嗰个时代嘅人嘢咧一样。
Because just like today, the world is about power.
就好似今日呢个世界都系讲到权力。
And most of it back in Paul's day originated in Rome.
咁而喺保罗嘅时代咧，权力嘅嚟自罗马。
And it was controlled.By Roman authorities.
是被罗马政府所管辖。
Now the Jews were proud of their religious heritage.
犹太人对于他们宗教的传统觉得很骄傲。
And the Greeks were proud of their wisdom.
而希腊人对于他们的智慧觉得很骄傲。
But the Romans, they were proud of their power.
而罗马人就是对于他们的权力那个能力是骄傲。
And to them, the Romans, it was the greatest reality in the world to have power.
对于罗马人来讲，在世界上有权力才是最真实的。
Now, Paul generally respected Rome's power.
保罗是尊重罗马的权力。
He appealed to it on several occasions.
他甚至乎是在某几个情况之下，都去向这个权力去作出申诉。
But the Apostle Paul knew at best, Rome's power was the third strongest power in the world.
但保罗知道罗马人的权力在世界上只是排第三。
As he stated in Romans 7 that you just read, the second strongest power was that tension of sin in and around him.
保罗说第二个最大的权力就是这个罪的权力在他的里面去掌管着。
It held people like a vice grip.
好紧紧嘅捉住人。
Through tyranny, far more terrible, according to Paul, than Rome's power.
藉住呢个暴力去掌握住人，比呢个罗马政府嘅权力系更加大。
And Paul's telling us here, the strongest power in the world is the resurrection power of Jesus Christ.
而保罗话世界上最大嘅权力就系耶稣基督复活嘅能力。
God's power.
嗰个大能。
Paul knew that God's resurrection power could overcome the tension of sin, which is linked to death.
保罗话神嗰个大能，藉住耶稣基督复活嗰个大能，能够去战胜咗罪同埋死亡嘅能力。
And he spells out in his letters that it's far more, this God's resurrection power is far more potent than Rome's armies.
他说耶稣基督复活的大能比罗马的士兵军队更加有能力。
If you've been a Christian a long time, you know Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death.
我们很熟悉罗马书第六章23节说罪的工价就是死。
So what is that second strongest power in the world that the Bible refers to called sin? What is it about?
那这个世界上第二个最大的能力权力是讲到罪是什么呢？
Well, if youTake the common sense definition of sin. It means disobedience, right? Disobedience to God.
罪嗰个定义就系话唔顺服神。
But the Bible reveals to us there are several dimensions of that term, sin.
但喺圣经里边俾我哋睇到呢个咁嘅意思，其实有几个层面去解释。
And because of time constraints, I can't really expand on it. But in summary, I can say this, and it'll be on slide 7.
但是总结来讲就是以下你这样讲。
You and I sin when we refuse to live for God's glory and honor.
就是说当我们去拒绝去为着神的荣耀尊贵而活的时候，我们就是犯罪了。
Instead, we seek our own importance, our own significance in other things besides what Paul's saying his chief ambition is to know God. We don't want any part of that.
反之，我哋喺其他嘢上边去揾到我哋以为生命上面最重要嘅嘢。
Paul says that the Bible says that's our nature, that's our bent. We don't want to know God.
保罗话呢个就系我哋嘅本质，我哋唔想去认识神。
And instead we seek our own importance, our own significance, and other things besides God.
我哋喺神之外去揾一啲我哋以为重要嘅嘢。
And the Bible makes clear sin is the misery of making anything in your life.More important to your hope, identity, meaning, or joy, other than God.
罪话你要在生命上面去找那个重要的那个喜乐，是要在其他上面去找，而不是在神那里找。
You see, if Jesus is alive, if he's risen from the dead, and I truly believe that, you can know him then.
他说耶稣基督是活着的时候，你是可以认识他。
That means,You can personally interact with him.
就即系话你喺个人嘅层面上边，你同佢系有关系。
That's why Christians pray, or they read the Bible, because it's God's word.
所以基督徒会祈祷，会睇圣经，因为呢个系神嘅话语。
That's why if a Christian's following Jesus in the middle of the day, if there's problems, you sense that Jesus is there with you in those problems.
所以如果你喺你嘅日常生活里边你有问题嘅时候，你会感觉到耶稣基督同你一齐。
You can't hear him.But you can understand what he's saying.
你可能不会听到一个声音，但是你会明白他向你讲的说话。
The reason that's so is because he's alive. He's present.
个原因就是说因为他现在是活着。
You know, it's one thing to believe in general that God loves you.
一般情况讲你会相信神去爱你。
But it's another thing to have God's love come down on you.That's another thing.
但是讲到话神的爱临到你那里，这个是另一样东西。
And that's what it means to know Christ.
去认识耶稣基督就是这样的意思。
And let me ask you, have you sensed that?
你有没有这样感觉到呢?
Have you experienced that?
你有没有这样经历过呢?
Or do you just say your prayers? You know, just to get them over with?
还是你只不过是咁样祈祷，咁样净系想祈完祷嘅就算数啦。
It's a very important question. Has God's love come down on you?
好重要嘅问题就系话神嘅爱有冇临到你嗰度
？Has God touched your core of your being, your inner being？
神有冇触摸到你嘅内心
？Because sometimes His love comes down, sometimes His rebuke comes down, sometimes He shows you His glory, sometimes He shows you His wisdom。
有时神嘅爱会嚟到，有时神嘅督责会嚟到，有时神会俾你睇到佢嘅荣耀。
But the key question is, do you know Him？
但嗰个问题就系你系咪认识佢咧
？And this is the knowledge that enabled Paul to write. Now, if you could hit slide 8 elsewhere in Romans, this.
呢个就话可点解保罗喺罗马书里边可以写以下啲段说话
？I know it's rather lengthy, but again, I really couldn't capture in a nutshell any other place where it makes it clear what he's talking about.
好似好长，但系我哋揾唔到其他嘅地方可以比呢段嘅说话更加清楚。
Paul writes Romans, therefore there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus the law of the Spirit of life set me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law was powerless to do, in that it was weakened by the sinful nature, God did by sending His own Son.In the likeness of sinful man, to be a sin offering. And so he condemned sin in sinful man in order that the righteous requirements of the law might be fully met in us, who do not live according to the sinful nature, but according to the Spirit.
他说如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了。因为赐生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律了。律法既因肉体软弱有所不能行的，神就差遣自己的儿子成为罪身的形状，做了赎罪祭，在肉体中定了罪案，使律法的义成就在我们这不随从肉体只随从圣灵的人身上。
See, the power of Jesus Christ is a great reality for you.
耶稣基督的大能对你来说是一个很现实的事。
And many who claim to be Christians have come to know that.
很多他们说基督徒的人他们已经认识到。
That's why Christians, some are here present, that's why Christians can sing. He breaks the power of cancelled sin, He sets the prisoner free, His blood can make the foulest clean, His blood availed for me. They could sing it better than I, could sing it in their hearts. They could sing it in their hearts.
所以基督徒可以去唱以下呢首诗歌，但我唔唱。佢话他以消灭罪恶权势，解脱罪人困锁，为主宝血能除血迹，也洗净我罪过。
Did you know Raymond is a better singer than I? You know that? He's just being modest and humble.
I have to save it after the sermon.
I hope you see that. A Christian sings that in their hearts.
我希望你睇到耶稣基督徒喺心里边可以去咁样唱呢首歌。
Paul wanted to experience the resurrection power of Jesus.
保罗想去认识到、经历到耶稣基督复活嗰个大能。
His resurrection power over his sin daily.
耶稣基督复活嗰个大能，每一日都可以战胜呢个罪。
And now he says, all of my life, my ambition is to strive towards knowing God.
所以保罗说我现在生命最大的目标最大的抱负就是每一天去认识神。
And he strives to live a righteous holy life in response to God's great love for him.
他回应神的爱，他就活一个公义的生命。
You know, Jesus met Saul, that was his former name, on a road. And the risen Christ confronted Saul.
耶稣基督在保罗的生命里面，有一刻他将自己显现给保罗看，他的以前的名字叫扫罗。
And this risen Jesus united himself to Saul and named him Paul.
耶稣基督与保罗去相遇的时候，从他的生命去联合，去将扫罗的名字改作保罗。
And Paul can rejoice because he's found in Jesus Christ despite being chained to a Praetorian guard.
所以保罗纵使他被捆锁，但是他能够去有这个喜乐，因为他跟耶稣基督一起。
Because this former Saul, now Paul, was compelled to relinquish his self-reliance.
因为以前的扫罗已经将靠自己的那个能力全全都拿走，现在叫做保罗。
And to rely on the risen Christ for life.
而是靠着那个复活了的基督。
And Saul received an infinitely better righteousness from Jesus.
保罗在从基督里面得到一个更加好的公义。
Far better than what he could produce or manage on his own zealous efforts.
比起他以前靠着自己那个能力所得到的公义是更加好。
In fact, the wording in Philippians 3 is very strong. Paul says his own righteousness was like waste, garbage, dung.
腓立比书保罗用那个字眼就是说他将那些东西都看作是粪土，是垃圾。
In comparison to the gift of Christ's perfect righteousness.
他相比于耶稣基督那个咁宝贵完全嘅公义。
And Paul received this preciously by faith from God.
保罗系藉住信心，从神嘅信心去接受。
His heart was radically shifted away from himself and his attempts at obedience.
佢嘅心完全嘅同佢自己里边去挪开，去完全嘅信服。
Shifted to rest completely on the accomplished obedience and sacrifice of Jesus the Christ.
从他自己的靠自己的顺服而挪开去完，反之是完全依靠耶稣基督那个完全的顺服去得到这个公义。
But did you notice in verse 10 there's more? Noel, if you could shine up verse 10, the latter part of it. He says, I also want to share in Christ's suffering.
第十节有更加多的就是他想在基督的苦难里面是有份。
You see, he's chained up because he proclaimed to know the living God.
保罗是被锁住，因为他宣讲那个活着的神的福音。
In addition to tasting the power of Jesus' resurrection in the present, he wanted to share in Christ's suffering.
不单只是要认识耶稣基督复活的大能，他更加想在耶稣的受苦上面是一同有份。
Do you see that? That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and may share his sufferings becoming like him in his death.
他说使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死。
You see, he knew united to Christ in his death and resurrection.
他说同基督联合在他的死和复活上面都是。
He's not saying that Christ's suffering and death didn't accomplish all he needed in Christ's atonement.
他不是说耶稣基督的死并没有去成就了他所需要的，就是说赎罪这件事。
But he is saying, I will follow. I will pick up my cross and follow Jesus.
他说我会拿起我的十架去跟随耶稣基督。
You see, that's what a person of passion, a person who wants to, who knows someone and is really knows about this love that this someone has for them, they're going to have that passion, right?
所以当一个人去有爱的时候，他们真的会有那个感情去跟随。
And the world doesn't want anything, any part of that. That's why there's tension between someone who proclaims to know Christ and someone who says, what do you, get that away from me. There's going to be tension.
所以这个世界才会有那个张力在中间，一方面有人去宣讲耶稣基督，但另一方面有些人说我不想听。
Now don't get me wrong. A person with a passion for Christ isn't necessarily always just talking about Christ. They develop other interests too.
但你不要误会，一个人去很喜欢去宣讲基督的时候，他不是只是靠去讲，但他也有其他的东
西。But this is what I think Paul's after, and it's on slide 10, if you would, Noel. A Christian looks at everything in life through the lenses of Jesus Christ.
又说一个人，一个基督徒，去看生命的每一件的事情，是藉着经过耶稣基督那个视野去看。
And it was you and I, human beings, we got to process life, right? You and I, we got to live, right? So a Christian processes life through the spectacles, through the glasses, if you will, of Jesus Christ, Jesus' worldview, not my self-worldview, Jesus' worldview.
你同我哋过住每一个生活，我哋都要整理我哋嘅生活嘅时候，我哋通过一个眼镜，呢个眼镜可以系耶稣基督，去点样睇呢个世界观？我哋藉住耶稣基督睇呢个世界观去睇我哋嘅生命。
Let me fill in the blanks for you with that. How do you deal with worry?
譬如你点样去面对呢个忧虑咧？
Because when you go out there, there's a lot to worry about, right? A lot to worry about in here too. You got to worry, right?
我哋有好多嘢会忧虑，唔单止喺呢度，喺出边。
A person with a passion for Christ first goes to Jesus to deal with that.
一个爱基督嘅人，佢点样去处理嘅忧虑咧？就系首先要去耶稣基督嗰度。
A religious or non-religious person goes elsewhere.
一个有宗教冇宗教嘅人，可能佢哋会去其他嘅地方。
Now there's nothing wrong to consult family or medical professionals.
去寻求家人嘅咨询或者系一啲专业人士嘅意见，呢个系冇错嘅。
But a Christian who wants to know God brings it to Jesus first.
但一个想认识神嘅人，佢会首先将呢件事去带到耶稣基督嗰度。
And they think, what did Jesus teach me about this?
佢哋就会谂耶稣基督喺呢件事情上边去教导我乜嘢咧
？He says, "Don't be anxious. What are you anxious about? What are you anxious about?"
耶稣基督话唔好忧虑，你忧虑啲乜嘢
？And they think, Christians think then, what Jesus has done for them.
基督徒就会谂耶稣基督为佢做咗啲乜嘢
？Just got a couple more examples because I'm running out of time. How do you deal with your bitterness? A lot to be bitter about in the world, right?
点样？另一样嘢就系话你点样去面对嗰个苦毒咧
？Christians' worldview is different. Looks at the world through the lens of Jesus, goes to Jesus.And says, "Here's what Jesus says."
基督徒嘅睇法就会唔同佢藉住耶稣基督呢个世界观去睇。
Jesus says, "I'm the judge of the world." So Christian says, "You're the judge, God. I'm not."
佢知道话耶稣话我先系呢个世界审判者。咁我哋作为基督徒，我哋话我自己唔系呢个审判。
So what are you bitter about? If you're not the judge, He's the judge.
咁你为何会觉得苦毒呢？因为耶稣基督先系嗰个最终嘅审判人。
Look at how you forgive. Look at Jesus how he's forgiven me.
跟住你睇下你点样去赦免呢？首先你要睇下耶稣基督点样赦免你自己。
Then I can forgive others.
然后我就可以去赦免其他人。
It's going to be hard. You're going to struggle with it, but you go to Jesus for help.
唔容易，你会有挣扎，但系你会去耶稣基督嗰度揾帮助。
How do you deal with your fears?
你点样处理恐惧咧
？See, these are all tests for you. If you want to know God, you're going to go to Jesus.
所以如果你想认识神嘅时候，你要去耶稣基督嗰度。
If you don't want to know God, you don't go to Him, right?
如果你唔想认识神嘅时候，你唔会去嗰度。
How do you decide what lifestyle you're going to live?
你点样去决定你要过点样嘅模式嘅生活呢
？How do you decide how your relationship should be？
你点样去决定你同人嘅关系系点样呢
？How do you deal with your stubbornness？
你点样去处理你嗰、那个
固执 lack of forgiving？ You see, for a person who wants to know God, if that's their first ambition in life。They're going to see life through his view, his lenses, his glasses.
如果一个基督徒想以认识神为佢首要生命上面首要嗰个抱负嘅时候，佢就会藉住耶稣基督去睇佢嘅生命。
Because Jesus Christ is your eyes for life.
因为耶稣基督佢就系你睇呢个生命嘅眼睛。
We're not necessarily saying he's not saying you always see Jesus.
我哋唔系话你一定会经常会睇到耶稣。
But you see everything.Through his lenses.
但系你会藉住佢去睇周围嘅嘢。
Do you strain to do that? That's a test if you're a Christian. Do you strain to do that?
你系咪努力去咁样做咧
？Do you understand everything of life through him?
你系咪藉住通过佢去理解你嘅生命咧
？Can you really say that?
你系咪可以咁样讲
？Do you have what Paul's saying?I want to know Christ and the power of his resurrection.
你是不是可以好像保罗这样说，我要认识耶稣基督和祂复活的大能？
I have to wrap up here. Many of you don't believe the propositions. Many of you believe, but you just believe in historical facts. You don't really believe in experience.
很多人是不信，有些人信，但是只是相信这个历史的事实，你不会有经历。
And obviously in 2 minutes, I cannot help you, for those of you who don't believe the propositions at this point, but you can call me, email me, or talk to me at lunch. I'll be happy to talk to you about it.
如果你们是不相信的人，我很乐意的在吃饭的时间，一会儿的时间可以跟你去再详细地
谈。But I will say this for those of you who say you believe.
但是你相信，你们当中有相信的人。
Is your real agenda in life about you? About your personal success?
你生命上面你那个目标是不是只是关乎于你个人的成功？
Here's the test. You go to God when you want to.
你是不是当你想去神那里，你才去神那里？
You go to Christ when you need to. That's it. When you're in a pinch, you go to Him.
你是不是去基督徒那里是因为你需要才去呢？
Paul says a Christian is somebody who turned that all around.
保罗说一个基督徒他不是这样。
Because personal success for Paul is to know God. That's personal success.
保罗说他个人那个成就就是要去认识神。
And he's saying, everything else is second.
他说其他的东西都是次要的。
Because a Christian counts everything, just like Paul, as rubbish compared to the surpassing worth of knowing Jesus Christ and the power of His resurrection.
保罗说有个基督徒应当将万事都是看作粪土，当是垃圾，相对于去认识耶稣基督他的大能和复活的大能。
Suppose trouble comes your way in your love life.
当你的生命上面有困难出现的时候，
Can you say, as a Christian says, if it helps me to know Christ better, so be it.
你会不会好像一个基督徒会说，如果这件事可以帮助我认识神的时候，就让这件事发生。
Even though there's so much pain and hurt here, I'm more dependent on Him. That's what I want.
纵使是有痛苦有伤害，但是我会更加去依靠祂，这个是我想要的。
He's more real to me now. I pray more to Him now because of the suffering.
是因为这个苦难，我更加去靠近祂，更加认识祂，更加多地向祂祈祷。
How about if you experience a lack of success in your career?
又或者你在事业上面你没有经历到任何的成就。
If it enables you to know Him better, it's for your good.
如果这件事可以帮助你更加认识神的时候，这件事是为你而好。
Because that's what Philippians 3 is all about.
因为这个就是腓立比书关系到的。
Paul says, I used to enjoy being a Jew. I still enjoy being a Jew.
保罗说，我曾经引以为作为犹太人觉得很喜乐，虽然我现在依然是喜乐。
Paul had a great education too. I enjoyed being an academic. I still enjoy being an academic professor.
保罗曾经以他的教育是成就是觉得骄傲，他很享受这件事，他现在都依然享受。
He says, I enjoyed studying God's law. I still do.
他享受去学习神的律法，他依然享受学习神的律法。
But what changed?
但有什么改变呢？
Everything changed.
所有东西都改变了。
Because now those things that I used to place my confidence in, that I used to glory in, that I used to say that's my identity, come second.
因为他说这些曾经他以为是对他生命最重要的东西，他的身份可以得到他的身份的认同，那些东西现在都是次要了。
I can deal with the trouble that happens in my family because this trouble will help me to know Christ better.
我能够处理生命上面、家庭上面发生的问题，因为这些问题可以帮助我更加认识神。
Nothing will hinder that, says Paul.
保罗说没有东西可以阻挡到。
Father, thank you for these wonderful words that the Apostle Paul has penned many, many, many years ago.
天父，我们感谢你，保罗在很多年以前曾经写的这段说话。
And the amazing thing is, these words are helpful for today.
奇妙的就是说这些说话今天依然是帮助我们。
But it's not just the words, it's the person behind the word.
不是只是这些字面上的说话，而是那一位在这个背后的。
So I pray, Lord, that my friends here would know that Jesus is alive today.
所以祈祷我们在我们当中的朋友认识到耶稣基督今天是活着。
And I pray that Christians here would know that their first ambition or purpose in life is to know Christ and the power of his resurrection.
我们又祈祷基督徒他们作为生命首要的抱负就是认识基督和他复活的大能。
I pray, Lord, for those who don't believe in the propositions that they wouldreally come and ask some questions about it.
我们祈祷那些未相信你的，他们会来到去寻求这个答案。
For Paul tells us what the purpose of life is.
因为保罗讲给我们听我们生命的目的是什么。
I pray, Lord, that you would touch hearts here, that we would believe what you say.
我们祈祷你去触摸人的心，去相信你所讲的。
For we ask that in Jesus' name, amen.
我们奉耶稣基督的名义求，好吗？